This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
IBM ended last year with this sad-sounding distinction. Its stock was the only one on the Dow Jones Industrial Average to lose value in 2013. The average as a whole, up 26%. IBM, down 2%. But the company actually looks a lot healthier than its stock performance suggests. It made money and paid dividends, and in the fast-changing tech world, it's got some big advantages. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
One of IBM's biggest advantages is being big and being one of the companies big companies can rely on to take care of all their IT needs. Chief information officers for Fortune 500 companies, not big risk takers. If I got IBM, I got a guy.
And I have one throat to choke. And so if my guy messes up, I know exactly who to call.
That's Grady Burkett at Morningstar. All that integration means if you're IBM's customer, switching to another vendor isn't like trading your PC for a Mac. It's more like getting a divorce. IBM does its best to stay current. Cloud computing, which allows customers to rent server space instead of buying them from vendors like IBM, is eating into its sales, so IBM's playing catch-up by buying up companies that provide cloud services. Andrew McAfee wrote the book Enterprise 2.0. He's a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Business. He thinks IBM's star turn on TV a couple years ago was a good sign.
Watson?
Nonfiction for $1,600.
IBM did not build Watson just to play Jeopardy.
No, it built Watson to compete with Google Search and Apple's Siri.
Think about it. Applied to troubleshooting, applied to customer service, applied to medical diagnostics. The potential uses for a Watson-style technology are all over the place.
And the stock? Josh Olson is an analyst at Edward Jones.
You know, we think over that, you know, sort of longer time horizon, that these fundamentals will start to shine through more and that will be reflected in the stock price.
In other words, the fast-moving stock market may yet catch up with this big, mature company. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.